Greater Southeast Music Hall.
Yeah! Yeah.
This is a song that I wrote with Kimmy Rhodes, a great gal from Austin, Texas. It's about our kids, our grown-up kids. Never stop worrying about wanting the best for them. Here's a wishing well. What is it that I want for those kids? I just can't think of it. Here's a wishing world. Here's a penny for any thought in that makes you smile. Every time you dream, everything that dreams.
Yeah.
I see you've got your Chastain fans. I'm sure you all know that Southern tradition, before there was air conditioning in the church, they used to always have the fans in the pews from the local funeral home. Well, at least they did at my church.
Thank you.
I'd like to do a couple of songs from the new record that just came out this month. The reason we are out here touring, of course, we're having so much fun, we'll probably do it anyway. But this is a song by a real dandy little writer out of Southern California, artist, who does her own records. I don't know why she's not more well known. Her name is Jude Johnston. Canada, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and just about my favorites.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, we girls like to get together and write a song. We like sad songs, kind of dark, you know. So, but we're well-adjusted, happy people, and so we kind of wrote this you know, sort of happy song about death. One last gaze upon the sun. Bid farewell to everyone. Kick that bucket out the door. Where I'm going, I won't need it anymore. Gonna lay my burden. Take a bird's eye look around. From the tall vines of Carolina, all the way in the world of China, I go sailing around the room. Through my window goes the silver moon. Though as you go into home, I'll find
I
title track from an album I did a few years ago. I wrote this kind of thinking about my childhood, but unfortunately, you know, I had a happy childhood, and so when I write these sad songs, I have to lie a little bit. So this is a big lie about the Red Dirt Girls. Alright, folks, well, had a great thing happen here. A couple of months have passed. I was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Thank you very much. Anyway, it was a great honor. I didn't think they would, I've been out there in left field a bit and didn't really think I was going to make it up on that wall, but very happy, and I'm sure it all started back in 1975 with this next song. It's a Louvin Brothers song that actually charted and did very well for me, and I'd still like to sing it for you.
Yeah.
from an air of driven deep so long ago. Collecting them. Can't remember if we said goodbye. Maybe just two. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
over here on the keyboards, the accordion, vocals, guitar, and I know he's got his two beautiful daughters here tonight, Mr. Phil Madeira. Over here on multiple guitars, slide guitars, and he might play some little mandolin and something else for you later tonight. Taking a break from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Mr. Colin Linden. Back here on the drums, and I will tell you that a rhythm section, a good rhythm section, is a joy forever. Back here on drums, Sir Brian Owings. And his partner in keeping the beat over here on the bass, Chris Donahue. And he's going to get me a hat, just like that. And over here on the fiddle, mandolin, and vocals, Ricky Simpkins. Try this Lucinda Williams song here. We just kind of threw it in the set last night. And thank you.
a new song, since we learned so many of them. It's kind of nice to have new material. I still love the old stuff, but you know, the new stuff gets old really fast. So, gotta give it a little time in the sun. Or in the spotlight or something.
Hung around the bow window.
you believe in love, you long love? Where were you when the world was bad? Oh, those nights you never answered back. When I just asked you to come on a little sled, where were you when the world was bad? One of these days I'm gonna take that road. There may be nothing on the other side.
Listen to new stuff.
Cooled off a little bit. I don't see those, well, I still see those fans going. A fan is a good thing, you know, it can really cool you off. You don't need so much air conditioning. But what do I know? I'd like to do a song that I wrote for my father. Had a hard time writing it. I wanted to really do honor to this man who is so important in my life and such a good man. He was a he wouldn't like me to say it, but he was a war hero. He was in World War II and the Korean War. He was shot down on a mission in Korea, and he was a prisoner of war for 16 months. For a while, we didn't know if he was dead or alive, and my heart goes out to those folks who've had to deal with the prisoner of war situation, because it's missing in action. I was only 5, and I still remember a terrible situation. We were lucky. We got him back. We got him back physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally whole. And he was one of the most whole people that I ever knew. I was lucky to have him as a father. What was important to my father was being a good father, a good husband, a good son, and a good brother, and a good friend. So anyway, I had some help writing this from my dear friend and sort of the song doctor in Nashville, Guy Clark. He knew my dad. They had shared a few dirty jokes over the Thanksgiving table, or probably in the back room or something. But he appreciated the fact that my father had flown Corsairs, which are one of the most difficult planes to maneuver, and but he could also make a really great pot of coffee. I meant to ask you how to fix that car. I always meant to ask you about the moon. What you saw across a bridge too far, did it leave a scar? Or how you navigated wings of fire and steel, of where heaven had no more secrets to conceal. And still you found the ground beneath your wheels. How did it feel? Bang the drum slowly, lay the pipe lowly to dust. He returning from dust we begin. Bang the drum slowly, speak of things holy above, and below me a world without end. I meant to ask you how when everything seemed lost, and your faith is in a game of dice. There was still that line that you would never cross at any cost. I meant to ask you how you lived, what you believed, with nothing but your heart on your sleeve. And if you ever really were deceived by the likes of me, bang the drum slowly, lay the pipe lowly to dust. Be returning from dust we begin. Bang the drum slowly, speak of things holy above and below. What is this hunger for? I got a really, really beautiful letter a couple of days ago to a gentleman who's, he's here tonight. I think this is his fourth show, and he's here with all his children. And he wrote me a beautiful note about his lovely wife that he's recently lost. And he mentioned a few songs. Some of them, it just wasn't in our power to work up this soon, but to Robert Wolf and his family, I hope that this will do honor to everyone. Trouble, we have no trouble in our struggle. We can't read on silent. From the Stanley Brothers, with a little bit of Roebuck Staples thrown in. Bright morning stars are rising. Monroe instrumental, and Marty Stewart and Jerry Sullivan gave it some great lyrics, and we're gonna Red Dirt Boy it up for you.
Thank you.
Like the lady's choice every once in a while, especially if it's from the pen of Buck Owens.
Together again. God bless you, and don't forget to vote!